Donald Trump promises task force to review, potentially pardon every Biden admin political prisoner, including pro-life activists jailed in D.C. by Catherine Hamilton on September 18, 2023. Former President Donald Trump has pledged to create a task force if re-elected in 2024 to review and potentially pardon or commute the sentences of every political prisoner who's been unjustly persecuted by the Biden administration. The Republican presidential candidate made the announcement during his speech on Friday at the Pray Vote Stand Summit in the nation's capital. The 45th president did so after referencing the case of five pro-life advocates who were jailed in late August after a D.C. jury found them guilty of violating the Freedom of Access to Clinics (FACE) Act and conspiracy against rights in a 2020 abortion blockade. The same evening as Trump's speech, three more pro-life activists involved in the blockade were found guilty and jailed, including two women in their 70s. The activists face a potential maximum sentence of 11 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of up to $350,000, according to President Joe Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ. These Marxists and Stalinists in the administration got a Washington, D.C., jury to convict five pro-life activists who are now facing up to 11 years in prison for simple acts of protest. "You read all about it, you hear all about it, and you talk all about it," Trump said. Under Biden, others are being sentenced to 10, 15, and even 20 years in prison for retribution for their political beliefs, while Antifa and other groups burned down cities like Portland, like Minneapolis, he continued. "They went into Seattle. What they did in Seattle was they basically took over a big percentage of the city. They kill people, they loot, they plunder, and they go free. The political repression is immoral. And it's very, very un-American, and it's very dangerous for them to be playing that game." In order to reverse these cruel travesties of justice, Trump promised to appoint a special task force to rapidly review the cases of every political prisoner who's been unjustly persecuted by the Biden administration so that he can study the situation very quickly and sign their pardons or commutations on day one of his presidency. "I want to sign them on day one," he emphasized. "I want to see what's going on. It's a horrible thing that's happening." Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.